Mark Myers is returning to Alaska to serve as the state's pipeline coordinator. Most recently, Myers has been headquartered in Washington, D.C. as director of the U.S. Geological Survey, and before that as the state's director of oil and gas. Myers says he's excited about the challenge of getting Alaska's gas to the lower 48.
You can see that in the nation, the need for this energy supply, and Alaska has such a huge potential to offer a significant portion of that supply of energy the country badly needs. So if you look at the new president and his goal to build an energy economy, Alaska Gas can play a huge role in that. So I'm really excited about the time to be able to come back and work on this project at a time when the country so badly needs the energy.
As director of the USGS, Myers directed 9,000 scientists studying energy, minerals, and climate change. He said it gave him a great opportunity to learn about the world's energy future. He says his job is to facilitate a project, but he says there are key elements in the contract the state has with TransCanada that are critical for the state and the country's future.
Clearly, the producer's gas needs to come into the line to be effective. So clearly, work with the companies, to work with the concerns, to work with both the companies that have proven reserves, but also the exploring companies, to work with the Canadian government, to work with a broad coalition, and in fact, even to work with environmental groups on their support of the project.
Meyer says the new job and the greatest challenge is to bring all the necessary interests and parties together to advance the project. He says he anticipates Alaska's gas being part of a long-term national energy plan.